play it again. There's a secret hidden behind the instrument in front of you. Although it looks like a piano, it can reproduce sound automatically. It is in fact a player piano or pianola, built in New York early in the 20th century when hot jazz and ragtime were all the rage. A pneumatic pump system allows the device to play a melody that has been pre-programmed onto a roll of perforated paper. On the other hand, a pianist may also play a composition on a pianola prepared for recording, a process during which the holes are drawn directly onto the paper. When the roll turns, the keys are activated and play the music that has been programmed. When set in motion, it looks as if the piano is playing itself, or that it's being played by an invisible pianist. The museum has a set of rolls recorded by Enrique Granados playing his own compositions. These rolls allow us to appreciate Granados' style and the flexibility in which he performed the music he himself had written. The pianola makes it possible to reproduce music for piano as well as all kinds of arrangements, from Spanish zarzuelas to the most famous operas. A great number of concert music composers also wrote fashionable songs for pianolas, such as waltzes, Scottishes, or one-steps, which were the delight of cafes and dance halls alike. At the beginning of the 20th century, the sound of the pianola was common in homes, cinemas, and cafes. The possibility of recording and automatically playing music made it an astounding success. Come the 1930s, though, the success of the radio and of new recording methods rendered it obsolete and quickly replaced it.